From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, we'll go to California. What happens now after yesterday's blockade of buses carrying mostly unaccompanied immigrant children from Texas?
But first, let's get to that tropical storm barreling up the East Coast today. At this point, the area in the most direct path of the storm is coastal North Carolina. We're going to hear from a tackle shop owner there in a moment. But first, let's bring in meteorologist Miles Henderson of WTKR TV in Norfolk, Virginia. And Miles, what's the latest forecast?
Well, Tropical Storm Arthur is still moving to the north, and it's going to make more of that northeastern turn as expected as it, you know, approaches the South Carolina coast and then kind of scoot up the North Carolina coast as we head through Thursday and into Friday. So it's going to be close to our area, northeastern North Carolina, eastern Virginia, as we go through late Thursday night and into the first part of Friday. So unfortunately, 4th of July, especially the first part of that Friday, is going to be pretty soggy and windy for most of us here in Hampton Roads.
And up through the northeast, it looks like, through the weekend. How powerful of a storm is this?
Well, right now it is a tropical storm, but it is forecast to strengthen and eventually become a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches eastern North Carolina, eastern Virginia, and then upward from there.
And are you expecting just rain, or are we going to see very strong winds at this point?
Well, in this, you know, every tropical system is different because of the way it moves, the way it strengthens, the way it develops. And this one is going to pick up a lot of forward speed as it starts to make that turn. So as we go Thursday, Friday, into Saturday, its forward speed is going to increase quite a bit. And that's good news for us as far as the rain goes, and it's going to move pretty quickly. So we're not going to see quite the rainfall totals we'll see with maybe a nor'easter-type storm where it kind of sits and spins for several days. So we get a little bit of good news there in that we kind of shave down the rainfall totals a little bit, but we're still going to get the wind, you know, especially for the Outer Banks of North Carolina in particular, where that center of circulation is going to get very close to. They could very easily see tropical storm force winds and even hurricane force winds, especially as you get down towards Cape Hatteras.
But it doesn't sound like this is the kind of storm that people are talking about the way that they did with, let's say, Sandy, that it may actually be so strong when it gets up to the northeast that it causes a problem in some of the major metropolitan areas.
I think the difference with this particular storm is that, you know, this one has kind of more of a traditional path in that it's going to do sort of that skim by the, you know, North Carolina coast. You know, we tend to see this a lot with some storms. So it's going to do the skim by the eastern side of North Carolina and then sort of peel its way off towards the northeast. So as far as the New England states and things like that, this is going to stay off the coast. I mean, they're going to have some surf churn up there and things like that. It may have some rain, but the real core of the storm is going to stay far enough off the coast that our neighbors to the north, you know, won't see quite the impact of a storm like Sandy.
That's Miles Henderson, meteorologist with WTKR in Norfolk, Virginia. Miles, thanks so much, and good luck with the storm.
Thank you.
Well, what is it like on Cape Hatteras right now as people there wait for the storm? Bob Eakes is owner of the Red Drum Tackle Shop in Buxton, North Carolina, on the elbow of the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. He's owned the shop for 37 years. Bob, welcome to you.
Thank you.
Well, you're right in the path of this storm, it looks like.
For some reason, I always wake up every year, and I feel like I'm the center on the dartboard. So this time, they zeroed right tight on us this time.
Well, how vulnerable is the area where you are?
Just north of me, about 200 yards, is about the lowest spot on the Outer Banks right now that it can ever be. High tide is just inches away from washing over through one of the motels. And so it spooks me that come at the end of this weekend, we're liable to well see an inlet. And it is a spooky thing because you have the villages of Buxton, Frisco, Hatteras, and Ocracoke Island are supplied by Highway 12 that comes down the island here. An inlet there means that we're out of business for 6 months and puts a really, really hardship, you know, on the local island here, the economy and the just getting the stuff that we need to survive with, you know, to live on.
And you think that Arthur is going to put an inlet in there?
Well, I hope that it doesn't, but it is as risky right now as it'll ever be.
How are people preparing?
There's not a whole lot you can do for that situation. For us ourselves, we just, you know, we buy extra water, buy, you know, a day's worth of groceries, and, you know, you put off picking up your yard till a hurricane comes, and everybody runs around, pulls their boats, and tries to get things to higher ground in case you have soundside flooding here. Besides that, a 90-mile-an-hour storm is not but so problematic. The wind's not but so bad. The soundside flooding at times can be. You know, I live right tight on the sound, and I've had as much as knee-deep water down in my downstairs rooms. And So it's a pain in the butt to clean it all up, but we lift everything up. That'll be my afternoon. We go by, you know, and everybody's doing the same thing. It's no big panic or anything. And
not putting up any boards on the windows or anything like that.
No, I see some of that go on, but I never personally have. As we do our things, we try to put enough windows up that you don't have to. But some do, some don't. That's a judgment call.
Bob Eakes is owner of the Red Drum Tackle Shop in Buxton, North Carolina, right there on the Cape Hatteras National Seashore. Bob, thanks so much and best of luck with this storm.
Thank you, sir. Hope it's an easy one.